I'm sorry, what's someone saying?
I was just asking, is the reason my Rebbe, I don't think the we finish up that Tosfos.
I hope so.
Okay.
Okay,
We got to the end then. Okay. I don't know.
I think we should go back there. I think
Any or not, here we come.
here we have to go back there. So I want to do a little Gemara Rashi. Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to end up going to Tosfos if we get stuck, but let's learn Gemara Rashi. Covering some ground, but the very difficult Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a kasha. We never really fully understood what the Gemara's kasha is. My kavachomer. My shodeldos piv gedoyim yodas edim kavachomer. So Rashi said, "Mehechi teis on the teis and made the teis of day day hodas piv gedoyim." The Israel latana made the kavachomer. So we didn't really understand the question because you need a kavachomer to take shuda din. But okay, we thought maybe you could just learn from a mamatzino. We went out of mamatzino, maybe it's hainu hach. So Gemara asks, why did Rav Chia need a kavah chaymer? So the Gemara is answering because since Rabbah said that the whole reason for my mixes is because ishtamute. Without ishtamute, we would say, according to Rashi, we're in Rashi. Ava this Adim, then I can remember how this Adim. You can't say Ishtamute. Trey Kafra Bikulo. So by Kafra Bikulo, the name Miga the Kasha Maina Kasha Shuasa. So name Miga the Kasha Maina Kasha Ashuasa. Kamash Manan Kavachimer. Okay. So this is a very, 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 very difficult line. Further, what is a kamash on kavachomer? So Taisa says that the kamash on kavachomer, Taisa says, all this edim, kamash on, he says, I've all the edim that come memor came, kol kach ishtamit, kimin shekol prakol go. So this is Tavis Shitaso. Even by Koi Prakol, there is a Shtamute, but just not so much. Kindachosh, Ema, Kindachosh, and Huling, no, Koshashwa, Kamashman, Kavachomer, you know, I'm a Gazan, the Hoki, the Shtamute, Kamishtamit. Koi Prememelve, Koshreg. So Tavis learns that the Kamashman is that he's just Shtamute. And therefore, there's no Miga the Koshin. Can you fit that into Rashi's Lashon, according to Rashi, that the Kamashman on the Kavachomer is that it's Ishtamute?
Well, we're gonna have to distinguish it from other if you hold Chashna Shvuasa, you're gonna have to distinguish of Chia's Din from the general principle of
Chashna. Okay, so you're saying yes. I just asked a yes or no.
Well, what I mean to say is that you would have said that this is together chashon chashash.
I just need a yes or no, though.
I'm just setting up in cheshbon. That's all. I'm saying chashon is a baye who holds that chashon chashash.
Can you just give me a yes or no, please?
Shamir,
I believe you can.
Nema,
we should say that he's chashon mona chashash vasa.
What?
That this does not fall within the category of being Chashna Mamona.
Okay, so you're saying you can fit Taisus into Rashi. Yes.
Does the Kavachomer have to change the Sara?
Okay, I don't know. That, somehow or another, I don't know. Wait. But how the Kavachomer does it, I have no idea. But you're saying, Shamir is saying, and of course he's right, that you have to say, since Rashi holds Migin the Chashna Mamona Chashna Shwasa. So obviously, at the end of the day, there's no problem here, Amiga the Chashamay and the Chashashwasa. So you have to say Ishtamute. Right. I hear. The problem is, I would say personally that it does not fit into the Lashon of Rashi. Because there seems to be a machlekas Rashi and Taisus Pashtas. And what does it mean, Deleka Namei Marhachi? Taisus says it means the leg of the Meimar called Kach Mishtamit. In other words, Avada, you could say Ishtamute by Koi for Hakko. It's just not so much. In other words, there is a certain svar of ishtamute by kaifer hakol. That's the mitzvahs. It's just not as much as ma'ida b'mixes. So the kamashman and the kavachomer, is not changing the mitzvahs. The kavachomer is changing how we view that. In other words, we have a, there's a little, there, the mitzvahs is, you know, kavachomer can't change the mitzvahs. But kavachomer somehow or another can change how we view the mitzvahs, how halacha governs it. So without the kavachomer, we would have said that level ishtamute is called chashin amamayna. The kavachomer tells us that the Torah wants to give a chiyuv shua. So therefore, that level ishtamute is called not chashin amamayna. Okay, that I understand. The kavachomer is. You can debate how you view the mitzvahs, but Rashi says the lack of a meimar haki shrei kofar bekulo. I don't know the simple reading of Rashi shrei kofar bekulo is mashma that you cannot say ishtamute. Period. That's a simple mashmos of Rashi. Now Tavis brought rayas against that. Okay, but. The simple mashmos of Rashi, the guy's covering Bikulo, there's no ishtamute. You just said ishtamute. You can't say it because it's covering Bikulo. There is no ishtamute. That's a simple reading. So if in that simple reading of Rashi, you can't say the kamashman or the kavachomer, can't change the mitzias and teach you ishtamute. If before the Kavachomer, Kavachomer is not going to change the Mitzvahs. Kavachomer is a halachic limud that changes how we view, what we halachically do with this Mitzvahs. So I'm not sure, you can say my Lashon of Rashi is not so mitakte, but Pashas in the Lashon of Rashi, it doesn't sound like it can say like Tysus. That's what I would say.
The Kavachomer doesn't change the Mitzias, but isn't the Migu the Chasha Man Chasha Shvasa like a superimposed type of
halakha? Right, it's a thing. But so if you learn like Tysis, it's very good. Migu the Chasha Man Chasha Shvasa is a din, like you said, superimposed, which stops the Chi of Shua. So the Kavachomer tells you that din is not imposed here. Now, because how does a din not get imposed? Because there is a certain amount of ishtamute. So it's not necessarily that din is going to be imposed here. So it's like a debate. There's room, there's a leeway. You could say migur the chashin, you could say we don't say migur the chashin. So since you want to impose a shua, the Kavachomer says we want to have a shua. So, if we're motivated, we want a shua, so we'll therefore say, it's not called the amigur de chashin. We'll say, this is enough, not chashin, to be not chashin, to have to, not to have, because we, to take, well, not to have the problem, amigur de chashin, because we want the shua. But if I am correct, that the mashmos of Rashi is mashma, that Rashi's learned that there was no ishtamute, Taifus quotes it against the Gemara in Shuas, but the Havamina of the Gemara in Shuas was that way. So I don't know. Maybe this Gemara's Havamina is like that Gemara's Havamina, that only by Moedev and Kaibrako there is no Ishtamute. If that is true, that's what Rashi's saying, that I can amemar hoki shere Kaibra Bekulo, and by Kaibra Bekulo, you can't say Ishtamute. But the Kavachomer, I do not believe the Kavachomer can change the facts. The Kavachomer is a halachic force. Halachic forces don't change the facts. They change how the halacha deals with the facts. That it can change. But I don't think it can change the facts. So according to Rashi, Pashup Shat, the Kavachomer is saying, even though there is a problem of migud, even though it is chashya mamayna, and chashya mamayna should be chashya shuasa, we don't say Miga de Chashamayin Chashashuasa. And that would be the Chayra. How Rashi would be learning the Kama Chomer says that we will not evoke the principle here of Miga de Chashamayin Chashashuasa. In other words, it's the Kama which is a little hard to understand what that means.
It sounds like
it could be the Kamash one is like a buy-in Baba Manala from Suffolk Yashana. I mean that the Hagufa that when we find that's we're forced into that if you hold Kashuna Kashashwasa.
Okay, but that again doesn't the Rashi says
I know there isn't the Ishtamute is out. Ishtamute is out. They have to come on to something new, Mikoach the Drasha.
Okay, maybe. What it sounds to me, Rashi, and the simple thing of Rashi is like, and then there's the question: is how does Kava Chomer tell you this? So it sounds like Kava Chomer. What it sounds to me is that Kava Chomer is telling you that we very much want the Shua. So therefore, when the halacha is, so to speak, fluky, You can say Miga the Chasham Amayna. You don't. You can say not Chasham Amiga. You know, it's like it's not a clear cut thing. So this will Gupa motivate us, whether or not we say Miga the Chasham Amayna Chasashuasa.
Rebbe, isn't that a? I mean, Rebbe's issue here seems to be assuming what it seems to be like making an assumption on what the issue of Miga the Chasham Chasashuas is. Example: Tosa on Beis and Mabeis seems to indicate that whether Migus Kashinamona Kashashwasa is whether or not a person is Vadai. If you hold Migus Kashinamona Kashashwasa, you hold Vadai, he won't make a false Shvua. That's what Tosan Bezim at all.
Vadai, he will or won't?
Will not. If you hold Migus Kashinamona Kashashwasa.
Okay, that's fine.
It's Vadai, he won't.
The question is whether you say Migus Kashin, does it mean a Vadai make a false Shvua? Or that's
Vadai. No, we're not going to make a bigger machlokus.
Okay, so then it's fine. Now, since it's not Vadai, so it's not necessary that he's Pasul to Shvua.
Right. So therefore, we have I'm just pointing out, therefore, if we have a Limud teaching us that there's a Chia Shvua, the fact that, oh no, he might make a false Shvua, that doesn't undermine a Limud. You can't ask a question on Limud.
I know, but if there's a principle, of Miga the Chashid, Rashi seems to hold that there is a principle of Miga the Chashid. So how does a Kava Chomer get around that principle?
If we don't have a limud to tell us that you're chayav and a shvua, in Svara we wouldn't mechayav a shvua because the person may false swear falsely. We from a case where we're not concerned the person will swear falsely to say he should be chayav a shvua.
I understand, but if in Rashi, that there's a real psul, Miga de Chasha Mai de Chasha Shuasa. So how do you are able to get around it because you have a Kava Chomer? So that is strange.
I don't hear
Miga de Chasha Mai de Chasha Shuasa. So how does Kava Chomer, Kava Chomer tell you to get around that?
And that sounds like a Hanukkah, though. You're making an assumption.
You should learn from the Kava Chomer that we don't hold the Miga de Chasha Mai de Chasha Shuasa.
But is Rebbe not making a hanacha here, like that there's some kind of psul, as opposed to just saying that we lo matzinu, we have no right to extend a shvura?
No, yeah, I'm saying it's some kind of psul. And the Miga de Chasha sounds like it's some kind of halachic thing that we're not allowed to, not supposed to, can't give a shvura to a person who's chasha.
Well, that seems to be
no function whatsoever, or even if it serves a function, we can't be maksha a person on this thing either. So,
but we can't be doesn't tell us such. If the pasuk tells us to do such, then it doesn't matter what we would have.
I understand, but the Kava Chomer, in other words, Kava Chomer just tells us that there's a motivation to be mechayev it, but
Kava Chomer says it's a chiyav shvua. If we're a chiyav shvua, we can't.
Okay, but the migu the chashid should tell you there is no chiyav shvua. The migu should. The problem is, to hit on the nail on the head is the guva migu the chashid should be on like in a sense a pircha on the Kava Chomer. Kavachomer wants to say chiyuv shvuah. Say, well, you're not taking everything into consideration. That itself should kill your kavachomer, because you're right. In one regard, your edim is better than hodas biv, but in one regard, hodas biv is better, because hodas biv doesn't have the problem migud dechashin, and edim does. So that in itself should kill the kavachomer. It's like I have a kavachomer. What's better? What's a better car? A Cadillac or a Volkswagen? So you just say a Cadillac. So I got a kavachomer. A Volkswagen can go ahead and get over a mountain. So a Cadillac can also get over a mountain. Except the Cadillac that I'm talking about is cemented into the star, into the ground. It has no tires. So you can't make a kavachomer, because even though it's better in one regard, but it's worse in a different regard. See? So if Adam have a chisaron of migur dechashin, and piv doesn't, then that itself is the ultimate killer of your kavachomer. That is such a strange kavachomer. Without the kavachomer, I would say they're different. So hakufa, then there's no kavachomer, because that's right. Because there's more reason to the chayiv piv than edim.
But I guess when he made it, not chayshin is not a chumra. There's no chumra that exists by motive of mixus.
It's not a chayiv, but it's a logic. There's a logic that made that here. And first of all, according to Rashi, we hold that it then amigo the chasham line of chasham shuasa. And piv is an edim is kashin amamayda.
Again, according to Tosfos on Beis and Beis, all that means is that if it's not vaday that he will not swear falsely.
But Rashi is mashma.
No, Rashi argues on that.
Psul. There's a din taira. There's a dip. Migoy the chashamayna chashashwas, and we're not allowed to let a chashashwas, there's a certain, whether it's a yashris, that we're not allowed to let a chashit swear. Because you don't give a person, it's like you're being machshim on if naiver. You have a person who's chashit, you don't give him a shwa. So that means that there's a strong reason that's good. The Gemara is saying, why do we need a kavachomer? Because without the kavachomer, I would say we shouldn't give a shvua to edim, because migur dechashin. Well, if there's a reason why you shouldn't give a shvua to edim, then there's no kavachomer. The Gemara is plia atzuma. That reason kills the kavachomer.
Rabbi, when he's kaifa bakal, right? He has a taina now. He's kaifa bakal. When he's kaifa bakal, so he went ahead now, and he's saying without any edim coming along. My understanding is pasuk and not a pasuk, but it might say he's 100% believed. We're not saying that we don't believe him if he doesn't make a shvua.
Now Adam came along and they proved that he's 100% a liar.
One second, why is it necessarily proof he's 100% a liar? Maybe he forgot. Maybe whatever that is.
Even when
he's a das bal din, can be Adam. I mean, maybe he's also 100% a liar. Lemaisa, he's coming along. I mean, moide. This guy tied
in. Come along. The pastor says he's 100% a liar. We don't say forgot. That's not.
Chazaka ain't other maze. It's a klar chazaka. Normally we would say he's 100% MS, right? The Adam come along and say he owes 50. Now, do we say on the other 50 he's 100% a liar?
We don't know, but we know for sure he's a chashin amanayna. That's what Rashi said. There's no star of Nishtamu, they pashas. And we know he lied.
So what is a chashin amanayna?
And there's a svara Rashi says, "Bigo de chashin amamayna, chashin ashruasa."
According to Rabbi, how does Rabbi understand? I apologize. How does Rabbi understand when two Adam come along and say that he still owes 50, that he's being ishtamute? Could Rabbi explain somewhat ishtamute? What does that mean? He's being ishtamute.
Taisa says that Rashi don't say that.
I understand. Which is contrasting.
Taisa says ishtamute, and we said that when he lied on the first 50. He was planning on paying, and he was just temporarily short of the funds. He was gonna, and so he made up ishtamute that he doesn't owe it, but he was planning on paying this 50.
So Ma does by does Adam, when he does it himself, it does Piv. So certainly by does Adam, there's room to say that he was pushing him off.
But that's Tysus, but I don't see that in Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's mashma. When the word says that Rashi's mashma that by Kaibrako we don't say Ishtamute. Rashi's mashma, the simple reading of the Gemara is that only by Mordev and Mixus we can say Ishtamute, not Kaibrako. Tysus has a kasha that's against the Gemara and Shwithus, a typical machlekes Rashi and Tysus. Tysus will twist the Gemara to fit into other Gemaras and Shas. And Rashi reads the Gemara Kipshuto over here. The Pshuto of the reading of the Gemara over here is that only by Moda B'mixas you have Ishtamute. The reason why there's no Migui is because Moda B'mixas has Ishtamute and Kofra Hakol does not have Ishtamute. Frank type is a Kasha. The Gemara doesn't make sense because Kofra Hakol also has Ishtamute because he brought a Raya from a Gemara in Shavuos. So Taiva's answer is that yes, Kovrako has Ishtamute, but just not as much as Magda B'mixas. But that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. That was in the last 5 years that maybe we finished or we didn't finish. But the simple reading of the Gemara is not like Taiva's is Kasha, like Taiva's in his Halam, you know, that there's no Ishtamute by Kovrako. And that's the simple reading of this Rashi too. So what it would sound to me is that Rashi is a Shita. So what everyone says that Rashi does is he follows the sugya here, Kipshuto. He's not concerned if there's other sugyas that say differently. And Rashi is assuming that there's no Ishtamute by Kaifer Hakko. And that's the Lekin of Meimer Hoki. Then comes along the Kal V'chomer and says, Afal PK, there's no Ishtamute. You're clearly a Choshen HaMemayna. Therefore, there should be a din of Migin the Choshen HaMemayna, Choshen HaShvuasa. But comes along the Kal V'chomer and says that you're chai. So I'm just saying, I want to go further. But I think it's a little strange. Why isn't this group of Pirch and the Kal V'chomer? So we answered this about a month ago. I don't know how long ago. We said when we started learning, I mean, didn't really answer it, but we said a structure that we said that a Kal V'chomer is not supposed to be logical. It's a mistake. People think that Kal V'chomer is our logic. Kal V'chomer are not logical because we're not Derech time in the Kra. Since we're not Derech time in the Kra, they're totally illogical. I make a Kal V'chomer. The doctor told me to take this pill, and it's a small pill. So Kal V'chomer, I can take a different pill, which is a big pill. That's a krum Kal V'chomer because you don't know anything about pills. Just because it's bigger doesn't mean anything. You don't know what's inside the pill. But it's a valid, it's a valid Kal V'chomer. So we said that Kal V'chomer is just a Yud Gimel Nidash HaTorah Nidreshes Bo, and it does not follow logic. It's not logical. The fact that you have a Kal V'chomer is meaningless because you don't understand time of the Torah. So when you, it's like the guy who makes a Kal V'chomer, big pill, little pill, it's a stupid Kal V'chomer. Because if you would know something, you would know it's not a valid Kal V'chomer. So the our Kal V'chomer is our based on human seichel, which don't understand time of the Kra, so they're not really logical. Edomai, we go by Kal V'chomer because it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas. So we said that there's klonim to Yud Gimel Midas, so not everything is a valid pircha.
I don't know why
that this pircha that by Piv you have, you don't have the svara of Migur Dechashet, and by Adam you do, is not halachically considered a valid pircha. It's logical, but not, logic doesn't, we're not working in logic. So I don't know the Gedarim, but apparently it's not considered a pircha. Pirchas have to be halachic. I don't know exactly. Okay, but I want to go further. But that, I think we said that about 2 weeks ago, no? Sounds familiar, someone?
Yeah, sure, but that's what Machlokes Rashi Taisus.
I didn't say it's a machlek is Rashi and Tysus. I just saying.
And you are saying that Rashi holds that it's a halachitik adin, Miku de Chashir, and that Tosus holds that it's Sfaradik adin.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but according to the machlek is Rashi and Tysus, what the Kal V'chomer is telling you. According to Tysus, the Kal V'chomer is telling you the Ishtamute. And according to Rashi, the Kal V'chomer is telling you that you swear and we don't care about midin chashin. Okay, let's go further. Okay, Abba, they can help him enough. Come on, and kav chaymer. Okay, umari kav chaymer. Uma pishem bechayv omamim bechayv shua. Eidin shem bechayv nos omamim. Eino din shem bechayv nos shua. So mad of pish, which can't be mechayv omamim, is mechayv shua. Eidin, which is better than pish. So shorty, can be mechayv shua. Frak the Gemara. Piv ain't a mechayv omamim. For does ba'adin kimei eidim tami. Tomorrow says, my mom and knats. Uma piv shayna mechayva knats mechayva shvua. Because mother be knats is potter. Eidin shayna mechayva so knats, eidin shayva so shvua. Now the piv shayna mechayva korban. Okay, I read aloud the Gemara. But this Gemara doesn't make any sense to me. The Gemara wants to make a first say that piv is better. Piv is worse because ain't mechayva mom. So the Gemara says that's not true because Hodos Ba'adin Kimei Eid. So then the Gemara says Piv is worse because Moedah B'Knas is Potter. Even though everyone gives logical reasons because he's doing Tshuva, but too bad. The Maisa, Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and Eidin is no Fashvara. So then the Gemara says, Pircha, not a Piv, Shkei Mechayv HaKorban. So there's an achara, an obvious problem in this Gemara. What pircha should the Gemara have asked? If I was a Gemara, what pircha would you have asked? Mada piv. Someone help me. What's the most obvious pircha? Mada piv. In light of the Gemara before. No, the last of the Gemara after that.
Doesn't Piv beat Aiden? Doesn't
Aiden
is stronger
than Aiden? Hold on, Spin is right. That's what Aiden done. Means Hold on, Spin is better. Yeah. So yeah. Continue, please.
So we see cases where Hold on, Spin is better than Aiden.
Yeah. In other words, the Gemara already quoted Hold on, Spin about Din Kimei Aiden Dami. I believe that means that Hodos Ba'adin is better than Eidim. I think that's what we usually say it. So the Gemara already said that when you have a fight between Hodos Ba'adin and Eidim, Hodos Ba'adin works. So
isn't that also Pircha?
Let me just say the question.
Equal.
It doesn't mean it's a Pashup shot. It doesn't mean it's equal. From Pashup, I mean, you'll say a big chit, but I think it means Hodos Piv is better. Is that what it means? Hodos Piv Kimei Eidim.
It beats Eidim in the same case.
So it beats Eidim. So therefore, the Gemara already quoted Hodos Piv. You want to know what's better, Piv or Eidim. So the most easiest way to know who's better is when they fight each other. Who wins? So
is that a fair fight?
Gemara is looking for a pircha. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. The Gemara is looking for a pircha. Well, we find the Chumra by Piv. The ultimate chumra by Piv over Eidim is that Piv beats Eidim. And you just said it yourself a minute ago. The Gemara just finished quoting Hodos Ba'adin Kimei Eidim Dami.
Why is it a pircha, though?
Yeah, based on what Rebbe just said, it's not a pircha.
It's a pircha because you see that,
it's not one of the
that Piv is stronger than Eidim.
That's quirky. It's not because it's stronger. It's just that in a specific situation, Hodos Ba'adin
has a weak cloth.
And sometimes because it's smaller too. Like
I would say, the fact that Piv doesn't work for Knas, that's quirky. Because like you said, in your words, because that's because of a special din of Moedah B'Knas Potter, because the guy's doing tshuva. And the fact that Eidim doesn't work for Korban is because the guy's not doing tshuva. So we're not going to be Mechayev and Korban because you need tshuva for Korban. There I hear a logic. This is not logic. This is straight out. When Piv fights Eidim, Piv is stronger.
No, Kamei Eidim is not a halachic issue.
As far as Hilk was
concerned, when Piv fights Eidim and something else, it's not going to help him. Let's say he's fighting and he's not being, he's not speaking in his capacity of Hodas Baldin, but he would lose to the Eidim for anything else in the same speech.
He loses to the Eidim and he beats Eidim because of Hodas.
Only on the specific thing, Lagabe himself. We would make a Lagabe and say that if it affected somebody else, you wouldn't believe him against the Eidim anymore. Like the same.
It was the Lagabe himself. So you see that.
So there, Lagabe himself there, is, it's like a there, quirky thing. That there's
a certain situation. That's the Gemara's
point. I don't understand. Rebbe, again, Rebbe's question here is subject to the claw of Kolza Achnis. Ma piv, that even though it's Kameh Eidim Dummy, still it's not Mechayvim Knas.
Well, then you can say the same thing with Korbis.
Eidim are Mechayvim Knas. Ain't no din that it should
Mechayvim. Well, because the Achnis is a Gemara's Kasha.
That's not true. That's a Chumrah. That's a Chumrah. The Gemara says a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah in Piv. We're trying to say
it's a Chumrah and Piv.
It's a Chumrah and Din. It's a Chumrah and Din. I know there's a din to Piv that's in a Chumrah. That Din does not exist by Aiden. That Din does not exist by Aiden.
Okay, so Hodas Baldin has a Din that Aiden don't have, then it beats Aiden. Aiden can't beat Aiden. It's only Trey Vitray. Hodas Baldin against Aiden, the Chumrah beats Aiden. So it's a Din. I made also a din.
Well, what if the dust spot isn't it like one of the shots of the dust spot in is that it's like he's machayim himself like a matana?
That's not a problem. Isn't that again, a problem?
Like it's also it's just as quirky as anything.
Let me ask you a question because you asked a good question. You're asking a good question, even though you don't want to take credit for it. There's a giant machlekes in the Ksais. Everyone knows it. It's a famous Ksais. What is it? Halamed Darwin, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's a famous place. How does Hodas Baldin Gmeidin Dami work? Is it a din emon? If that was a Sisa Shita, that the Torah believes you to Gabi yourself, or no, you're a pasul to Eidus. We don't believe you. Obviously, you're no gay, Abedavra, you're an Eidachot. Why would we believe you? If Shad is, if you make a Hodah, so you're giving him a Tana. So that the cloud kills the whole Gemara here. How can the Gemara say, Piv, that's not because the Piv is Mechayiv Omamin. That's because you're creating a grand new Chiyav. You're making a Chiyav Matana. You're not Chayiv Mamin. That
resolves the case, though. So you end up with having like something that is approximate to the Koch Mechayiv Omamin.
But the Al-Sneh Mon is the Eidim is better than Piv.
That's the result. You're
what
better.
Happened. The
Eidim even to get the
it has a one. Side thing that is Mechayiv Omamin because of Matana.
But it reminds me, you could get your result against the Eidim though. So you still have to talk against the Eidim despite the fact that Eidim are there. You get your result that you're the result.
Excuse me, what do you mean it's not Matana? That's how they say. It's not Matana
because there's a Taina against. If he walks and he says it, that's like that. But not if there's a Taina against him. There's a real Taina against him. He can't just make it. That's a Matana.
Well, that's what the excise brings. The Hodas Baldin Gmei Eidim Dami.
That's the whole kasha. That's the whole kasha and shvus. That's not the sugya. How's he believe my mother Nixas? That's what they ask. That's what the Marishanim ask. How do they believe? He's a puzzle Aedis. That is the kasha.
I don't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
I'm saying the kasha is how does the Nixas work? Lamaisa, he should be puzzle Aedis.
We're talking about here. The Gemara wants to make a Kavah Chomer. The Kavah Chomer is that Hodas Piv, that Eidim is better than Hodas Piv. So the Gemara says, why? You mean Eidim is better? Because Eidim is Mechayiv Omamin. So they say that's not true. Piv is also Mechayiv Omamin. Because Hodas Baldin Gmei Eidim. If I say I owe you $50, Hodas Baldin. So Aaron is asking, I don't know if he's taking credit for it, that when Hodas Piv is not Mechayiv you, the mummin because of your hodah, because we believe you. It's mechayiv you mummin because it's a matana. So the chayra, you can still say that Eidim are better. We believe Eidim more than we believe hodah's piv. It's just a side thing that there's the piv created a matana.
If you go with the Matana approach, then you don't see any Nehmanas to Piv in the first place.
Right, so the whole Gemara is fair.
But why does it
So we have two separate questions. One question is, if you hold the Matana approach, which I think there are Gedolei Achronim that hold of that, no? Then what's the Gemara talking about? Hodos bin Piv lo mechayv omamen. No, Piv is not mechayv omamen. You're giving a Matana, but we don't, it's not mechayv omamen as nebanes, so it's completely worse than Edom. The second question is, and we're asking, is if Lemaisa, whatever, forget it, Lemaisa, we're going to answer this question. Somehow or another, we're saying that we do learn that Pildos Piv does is a valid problem, but that's on the other side, because it's Nemanis. So let the Gemara just say, the Pircha Piv is better than Edom. That should be the ultimate Pircha. I have one other question, which is, The Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Piv einu mechayv omamin, bildaso, udekamim mefarishle. Okay, mechayv shua awashar. Eidin shechayv omamin mashi idu. Einu din shechayv shua awashar. Tomorrow I say, Kasha, it's not true. Piv is also mechayv omamin. Odos baldin kmei eidim. Praisi betos tefta vabim siya perikrishim. So I thought this Rashi is a little funny. Brisehi b'tosefta the Baba Metzia Perek Rishon. Why is that funny? Let's say it wouldn't be a Brisa. It's a way
to take out a Kavul Chomer by citing a Brisa.
Let's say it wouldn't be a Brisa. Then the Gemara couldn't ask for those bound and Kamei Eidim Dami. Why does Rashi have to say it's a braisa?
It's like this.
How do we know it? But let me ask you, who said that?
Me.
Did you know it's a braisa before we read this Gemara?
I'm so entrained to this concept of Hodos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so we don't.
Right. So you knew it without the braisa. Right, I don't know Bryce's. I never learned Bryce's in the Tosefta, Mesefta's, Bamitsia. I have to admit. But I still know Hodos Baldin Kmei Eidim. I bet you everybody in this shir heard of Hodos Baldin Kmei Eidim, even though they don't know Bryce's. So can't the Gemara be asking from a principle that's a universal principle? Rashi has to say it's actually. Well, does Baldin Gemeya Edom is in a million Gemaras? No, I don't know a million. I'm exaggerating, but it's one of the most.
Maybe this universal concept is only from the Amorite.
Maybe Rashi knew we weren't going to use Tosefta.
Telling us it's from Tetanoim, from a Brisa.
I don't know. So the Gemara is asking the question though. The Gemara is asking on this Brisa. So what the Gemara is asking? Pashut Pshat is. The Gemara is asking, how can you, Mr. Bryce, says, Piv Eina Mechayv Omamin? That's against Maisim Bechol Yom that we say, although it's bound in Gemeya Eidim.
Maybe the point, Rebbe, is
it's like ridiculous. If a guy would say, I make a Kavul Chomer and I say, Eidim aren't Nemen. Of course, Eidim. Well, you don't think Eidim are Nemen?
Because maybe it's an Amira.
Maybe the point here is
if it's an Amira.
If
it's an Amira, then you have no right to. The Mara is a happening Maskonos. What's the Kasha? The happening goes to a different Amira.
This Amira doesn't agree with the famous din of Aldo's bounding man Aiden. How can you? Is that Mistavra that this Amira didn't agree with Aldo's bounding? I had this Kasha. Maybe someone can help me in this week's Parsha. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent, complete tangent. I apologize. I wasn't planning, but you got my tangent mood. There's a Rashi in this week's Parsha that says that, you know, that they kept all the mitzvahs. The Yavis kept all the mitzvahs. We mentioned it. It's on this week's Parsha. Ekev Asher Shama Avram Mekodesh. So the Rabban asked the Kasha, we see Yaakov married two sisters. So the Mizrahi answers that was only in I don't remember who it was. I think it was Mizrahi. Maybe the Rabban answered that that was only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz Yaretz, because he only kept, Yaakov only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Yaretz. Forgot who said what. So you look at it, it's in the Mefarshei Rashi. So someone asked Akasha on the Ramban, what did he ask on the Ramban? So then why?
He was asking about a low plow, then it's because he said.
No, that was someone else. One second. So they asked Akasha on the Ramban, so why did Yaakov say that he couldn't do it with Zimun? Because he did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong because he was allowed to marry two sisters. Okay. So someone in the Mefarshei and Rashi, I don't have it on me. I think I'm prepared to say this. So he asked the Gasha, he says, what are they talking about? There's an Isser, the Maisa, there's an Isser. Everyone agrees that Chutziyaret, it's basically they're asking that if they kept all the mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs is a chutziyaret, is Agav Eretz Yisrael. So they should have kept that too. That's also one of the mitzvahs. So if they're basically a Sirkasha. So this Mefarish, I forgot who it was. Maybe it was a Mizrahi, maybe someone else's. And don't tell me that there is no Chiyuv in Eretz in Chutziyaret because I'm a Daik in your Lashon. Like, there's no room for a Havamina. That there's no mitzvah in Chutz Yaretz. I mean, we keep the Torah in Chutz Yaretz. What is this Akron saying? And don't tell me that there's no mitzvahs in Chutz Yaretz because you yourself and your Lashon said there is mitzvahs in Chutz Yaretz. Like, okay. Anyway.
Isn't there like a Shita, like the Rishonim that holds that, Taka holds that?
That there's no mitzvahs in Chutz Yaretz?
All the mitzvahs is the Iker. Isn't there like a famous Ramban that the Iker, all the mitzvahs are really big?
No, but the Maisa, there's a
mitzvah in Chutz Yaretz.
I know, but there's a mitzvah in Chutz Yaretz. No one's going to say there's no mitzvah in Chutz Yaretz. But this Sefer says that maybe on time when there's no mitzvah in Chutz Yaretz. Like, how can you have
a Rashi says that for Harman Shmo. He says that you should do the mitzvahs in Chutz when you get back to Eretz Yisrael.
That's something that's crazy.
No, well, Rashi says up beferish by Harman Shmo. He says this after he says Vatameher Meal Arts, and he says since Vary Elo, he says that Rashi says even when you're in Chutzar, you should do the mitzvahs, so you'll know how to do them when you get back.
Right.
And I think the Ramban says that Yaakov was afraid of Esau because Esau mitzvahs.
I'm just saying that no one. I'm just trying to give an example that this Sefer said maybe you'll tell me there's no mitzvahs in Chutzar. It's a crazy.
Isn't there a Ramban that says the mitzvahs are supposed to be maybe it just means that whatever Ruchnius Dikka is
to okay, okay, the listen, not
exist. Isn't there a Ramban that says that mitzvahs
are supposed to be so the mice over here also. I don't want to go up on that tangent. You look inside. So over here, it's Haldos Bound and Gemeya Edim is all over the Shas. So the Gemara has to ask Akasha on Rav Tia because it's a Braisa. And if it wouldn't be a Braisa, they wouldn't have a Kasha. Rav Chi is not arguing with ABCs of the religion. Like, when Rashi has to find a Braisa, it's funny. Like,
Rani of the Achronim, Shtelzach of this Rashi?
What?
Like the Lechem Abirim or, you know, the Kaiser.
I don't know. I don't know. There's just a lot of.
It is a very strange.
What? Maybe
Rashi. It is a very strange Rashi.
Yeah, why? Because of what I'm saying.
Yeah. What is Rashi going to tell us?
And the Gemara has a right to ask the Kasha because obviously Rav Chiya is not arguing with the ABCs of Yiddishkeit. So
maybe the question is, what's the source of it being Kamei Edim? Meaning the Hainu, there's the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh where we Chazal derive who does bald it. The question is, when the Chazal say it's Kamei Edim, is that from the Pasuk itself?
Okay, but that's not relevant to this Gemara even. The Gemara
it is relevant, very
say,
relevant.
The Gemara it's, only wants to say...
It's relevant to this Gemara because of the moment. Question that Rebbe... Is that, I'm going to argue...
I understand, but that's not what Rashi's doing. The Gemara wanted to know it's Mechai V'Mamet. So Gemara is like, gosh, well, those about this also Mechai V'Mamet. So Rashi needs to call it a Braisa.
But the Gemara asked that because it's Hodas Balna Kamei. That's how the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is Mikoach, the fact that Hodas Balna is better than Edim. So if the Gemara, when it's saying Hodas Balden is better than Adam, it's saying that Mikoach the Drusha, there's a structure. If it's Mikoach that, then that then the Gemara should die because of Rebbe's question. Once the Drusha telling me that Hodas Balden is better than Adam, then that's a Chomer in Hodas Balden over Adam, and that should close out the Gemara.
Right, that was my first question.
Right, so I'm saying that Rashi is addressing that question. Rashi is saying it's not that there's no Torah source that Hodas Balden is better than Adin. I know the Bryce that tells us that it's better than Adin, but it's not. I know when we have Hodas Balden, we have Adin. We say that we go with the Hodas Balden over the Adin, but it's not a pasuk. If it would be a pasuk, then Rebbe's question would be
So if it's not a pasuk, I don't understand. So if you can't ask it as a pirka if it's not a pasuk.
I'm arguing that if it's not a pasuk, then you couldn't ask as a pircha. I know just because the fact that when you have these two kite aden, you're going to go with one kite kas over the other kas, that's not sufficient to ask.
Okay, so how does the Gemara ask as a kash if it's not a pasuk?
Because there's a sof kol sof, there's a halachic distinction of a hakasha.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear.
It's not the hakasha.
I want to before we get cut off because of time. So they have two questions on the floor. First of all, we really have three questions so far today. One is we don't know how the Kal Vachomer can go ahead and get rid of the problem Migud Chashiv. Okay, that was the first problem. We don't understand how the Kal Vachomer solves Migud HaChashiv. Okay, but now we have two more problems. One is, why did the Gemara ask a Pircha that Hodas Balden is better than Eidim because Hodas Balden can be Eidim? That was Kasha number one. Why did we have to go to the fact that Hodas Balden worked by Corbin? Just say Hodas Balden works against Eidim. And the second question, which is maybe a little fetchy, is why does Rashi need to go out of his way to say it's a Bryson and it's a Tosefta, which I've never seen Rashi quote Toseftas. I mean, all right, I guess Rashi knows the Tosefta.
Is that the point that Rashi's quoting it to Tosefta? Because the next Rashi says Moda Beknas Pater. I think it's the one thing I remember from fourth grade is Moda Beknas Pater.
Yeah.
When do we ask this question that Rashi's being too explanatory? Because I don't see the problem. If Rashi's going to, in the next Rashi, he's going to say the limud where we find out Moda Beknas Pater, and that's going to be a problem too, because Rashi's maybe, telling us where to look at Moda Beknas Pater.
Maybe I'll read the next Rashi, but I cut someone off first.
Yeah, I just say that the actual Tosefta is very important, because then in the Tosefta it says, that's Balde Kimei, Amosai is Macha Tan of a Haida, Avam Haida Piatma Yachalachzabai. Pesha hit there. That's what the Tosefta says.
That okay, no, so there for what?
Yeah, because Rashi's pointing out that this Hodas Balden is Dafka over here when he's by Moed Mixes type of case or something. It's not a regular case of Hodas Balden.
I don't know. Rashi doesn't quote it. It's hard to believe that Rashi tells you Bryce and Tosefta because he expected you to look it up and see that what it says here at the end of it. I don't believe that.
If there's a taina, then he's locked in. If there's no taina, somebody comes over to somebody and says, I owe you $100.
Very nice. But I don't think that's why Rashi quotes it, because he wanted you to look it up. That's true. But I just don't believe. If Rashi wanted you to know what it said as Brysa, he would have quoted the Brysa. He wouldn't just say Brysa Tosefta. Rashi expects you to have a Tosefta. You know, today we got lots of svarim, but in the good old days, people didn't have svarim. Rashi's time, I doubt if people had Toseftas. You know, that Tosefta, you're lucky if you had a Gemara. You know, I don't know. Again, let's continue to Rashi, because he said that the next Rashi is fair too. So that's it. Piv ena mechayiv of knas. The alfine mikroi the moedim knas potter. Shir yarshin and okay, pratnam rashi is atvo. So you're saying, well, so you want to know why does Rashi have to say Alfina Mikroi? And then the Piv Mechayiv of Korban Dixiv Vizvada Shirchota Vehevi. Eidim Eim Mechayiv Korban in Achishim Osal Dixiv Ohodanav Vidoshi Yidu Acherim.
That's where they start coming fighting each other. The Piv and the Eidim are starting to now go head to head, like Rebbe said before.
What if when you say machishim, what if he says I don't know? Would Eidim be Mechayiv and Korban? Rashi says in Machishim also. What happens if he's not Machish? He just says, I don't know.
I believe the halakha is clear that you're Chayiv Korban.
My Gemara changes the Lashon.
My Gemara changes Rashi. The simple Mashmos of Rashi is that the only time Eidim is not Mechayiv and Korban is in Machishim also.
They change the Lashon, Rabbi. Machish or son.
Machishim. Okay, because you're Machish the Eidim.
Right.
Okay. Not. Yes. Okay. So that's good. But what if you say you don't know? So then Eidim would be. So Pashtus, also the Gemara Shver, because that means that you don't, Eidim is just as good as Piv. Piv works when no one contradicts it, and Eidim works when no one contradicts it. You say, well, Eidim don't work when they're contradicted. Well, you don't see anywhere that Piv works when they're contradicted. What kind of pircha this? Piv is Mechayiv HaKorban. When Piv is Mechayiv HaKorban, that's no one's contradicting you there. You see, the Piv is not contradicting you, but Eidim is not Mechayiv HaKorban in Machishin Osan. Oh, maybe Machishin, maybe it means other Eidim are Machish also. Machishim also. No, I don't know.
Maybe, let's say you say that you're Chayiv Shvur, Korban, sorry, right? And Eidim say you're not.
Eidim say you're not. So that's not a fair dimyon, because by Eidim, okay, is that what it means? That's what the Rai is. Pim Mechayiv and Korban, even if Eidim contradict you, while Eidim is not Mechayiv and Korban, fifth contradict him. That's what the Gemara means.
It's the wrong pasuk from Rashi.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, but the question was asked, also, why does Rashi need to quote all these psukim? Rashi says, no, the Piv ain't Mechayiv and Korban, now Fina Mikra, the Mode Miklas Pasuk. That buzzing, I think I understand why Rashi has to quote, because there's a possibility that without that pasuk, you would have said that the reason why Moda Beklas is part there is because it's logical. It's a svara. Because since you're doing tshuva, so we're not going to punish you. But if the reason why Moda Beklas is part there is misvara, then it probably wouldn't be a percha. So it's only because it's a pasuk that becomes a percha, you know, or a part of the kavah chaimer. Not a percha, this is a kavah chaimer. In other words, if the reason why, let's say there'd be no pasuk that might have been glasses potter, and Chazal said in Misvara de Nafshei that since the guy's about tshuva, so you know we're not going to give him a knas if he's about tshuva. So I don't think you can make a kavah chaimer. But the pin is not mechayiv a knas. Eidim Mechayiv Knas. Piv is not Mechayiv Knas because of the Svara. If it's a Pasuk, so then it's very good because Ein Darshim Taim Adikra. So the Torah says Piv is not Mechayiv Knas. We're not Darshim Taim Adikra. So then it's a Kavah Chaimer. So then I think it's not so terrible that Rashi has to tell you the reason. Okay.
I could still be Afal Pekin that if you say even as a Baal Tshuva, right? And yet he's still Mechayiv on the Shah.
Piv is Potter from Knas.
Right. And still Mechayiv on the Shah. Right? He's still Mechayiv. Right,
because it's not a Knas.
I understand.
Because it's a Svara. Because he's a Baal Tshuva. So right. What if that doesn't show that Eidim is better than Piv? Because by Piv he's a Baal Tshuva, and by Eidim he's not a Baal Tshuva. So if we be misvara that Piv is potter on Knas because he's about tshuva, so it wouldn't in any way make you you'd have a kavah chomer that Eidim is better than Piv. It's not that Eidim is better than Piv. It just Eidim don't have the power as far about tshuva, and Piv has as far about tshuva. But if it's a pasuk, and on a pasuk we don't darish time in the craw whatever, so then it would be a valid kavah chomer. The Maisa Eidim Mechayiv Knas and Piv's not. So we're allowed to make a Kavah Chaimer. Okay. The Maisa, this Mara is a little funny, but okay. Let's see if we can look around if anyone talks here about anything. Otherwise, we'll just go back there. We'll just go
The definitely Mepharshim would ask on that Rashi why he says that cites the Bryce as opposed to the Pusik. That's for sure. The definitely are
cites the Bryce and cites which Pusik?
No, as opposed to the Pusik of Kihuzeh, which is the
there source. Are other Rashis that quote as Rashi. Look at the Rashi over here. Quotes a Rashi in Kedushin. It says the Rashi on Kihuzeh.
Now, there's normally Rashi quotes a Pusik.
Well, over here he should, right? Because we're trying to ask a Pircha. So, like, even if it's a Tosefta, how does Tosefta know, right?
In other words, everywhere else he quoted the Pusik. By Moda Beknas, he quotes a Pusik. So,
right. And even by what's called, even about Das Bel Gmei Eden Dummy, there are other Rashis that he quotes a Pusik, other Rashis in Shas.
Okay, so who asked that Kasha, Rabbi Shamir? Do you know?
A number, yeah. There's a Tzos, Pelas Chaim, I don't know who that is. Stay Yitzchak, Divrei Avraham.
Okay, you got all the Bekir.
Tzos sounds pretty good, though.
Okay, so we'll have to look a little bit. Okay, fine. All right, Yashikoyach, everybody. Okay, good night.
The Rav has a potential answer to Rabbi's Parsha question here.
Who?
The Rav Yashar Ber.
I think, why is...
Well, he says, someone asks about the Ramban that quotes the Sifri that says mitzvos and chutz la'aretz are just practice, so they should be there. Aval pishim, hayu mitzionim b'mitzvos shekishe tachzru lo yu alechem chadashim. So he says that he has a line that by making Avraham's way of life dependent upon Eretz Yisrael, this has been replaced by the Bris Sinai. In other words, saying like before Har Sinai, Itaka was the mitzvahs were totally Baritz Mamish, and Har Sinai replaced that.
Oh, so you mean that before Eretz Avraham, there was Mamish, it could be. Okay, I have to look inside. I thought it was thought even
I after. Emailed Rebbe, like, I'll
look at it. Okay.
That Chazal you just quoted was talking about Bnei Yisrael after Har Sinai, no?
I thought so. Okay, let me look at it.
That was someone who asked the question.
It's not fair because I don't even remember what I was quoting. Okay, you should go out.
I think that Mepharsh says that's also why Rachel died when they entered Eretz Yisrael, because then he could be married to two sisters.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Shikayach, everyone. Okay.